We're going to spend a few minutes now talking about the word refugee. I mean, seeking refuge from war, persecution, famine, that's nothing new. And considering how long it's been happening, the word refugee is surprisingly recent. Its origin goes back to 17th century Britain. Our man in London, Leo Hornack, has been checking out the history of the word refugee.
In a way, the clue is in the word itself. It has a French origin. And the reason for this is, in the 17th century, huge numbers of Protestant French refugees felt persecuted by the Catholic rule of Louis XIV in particular, and crossed the channel into Britain, trying to find a place where their religious views would be more tolerated. They didn't just go to Britain, but that was one of the huge centers for these Huguenots. That was the name that they went by, this Huguenot population.
How were they received there?
Well, when I started looking into this, this is where the parallels get really fascinating. You can see all the positions in the debates we have now about how to treat refugees back in 17th century London. And I spoke to Tessa Murdoch. Now, she's the trustee of the Huguenot Museum in London. Have a listen.
They are a perfect example of refugees who have been well assimilated into their new country. They brought with them extraordinary skills in silk weaving and as watchmakers, sculptors, woodcarvers, cooks. So they had their finger on an international pulse.
All right, so that's the gracious view from her of Huguenot life, but there's got to be parallels with modern debates over refugees. Like, we're worried about them. They could bring us disease. They might harm us.
Indeed, Marco. You know, that's the positive spin. But there were people at the time, just as now, who saw neighborhoods changing in character, new cultures coming in. There's a fantastic pamphlet from the time, which has the wonderful title, Canary Birds Naturalized in Utopia. Now, the reason it says canary birds is the Huguenots were famous or stereotyped as always having birds in cages in the windows of their workshops. And naturalized in utopia means they're allowed into the utopia of Britain. So in other words, coming over here with their fancy foreign ways, setting up workshops, doing silver work and taking over our neighborhoods. But there were some who welcomed them. And I found, again, a wonderful little phrase from a sermon which asked Protestant Londoners to think, imagine how they would feel as Protestants if they were persecuted as well. I'm just going to read you one sentence. And this comes from a guy called Samuel Bolin, 1682. So just imagine him preaching from the pulpit. This is what he wrote. Now, if you would find help and relief from others when destitute, afflicted, and persecuted, have some regard to your persecuted neighbors in this day of their affliction. Can you deny these sufferers?
I'm feeling it from the pulpit. And very similar language today to the put yourself in the other's shoes kind of mantra.
Indeed. I mean, the thing is with this, you strip away the very antiquated language, but the concept of can you deny these sufferers is exactly what you see in charitable appeals right now, you know, to look at kids in Syria and say, how are they being treated?
So the Huguenots were 400 years ago. I know a lot of French today who are comfortable in England. So is that the lesson here, that with time, perhaps lots of time, some of the prejudice gets swept away by history?
I mean, I think that is definitely one lesson. The other lesson, I think, is that once a community becomes so assimilated, you don't even notice that it's separate. I mean, it's quite amazing when you go through the list of people who have a Huguenot family name. There's some quite surprising names in there, Marco. For example, Laurence Olivier, the most English accent you could possibly imagine.
Right.
Olivier, French name, a Huguenot name. Or I'll go one better than that, Marco. Alexander Hamilton. Now, that's not a Huguenot name, but he came from a partly Huguenot family
as well.
So there's an American influence, ultimately, from the Huguenots. But perhaps my favorite of all of these is Nigel Farage, the former leader of the UK Independence Party, who led the campaign for Brexit, for Britain to leave the European Union. Farage, that's a French name.
I always wondered about that, yeah.
It's a Huguenot, historically Huguenot name in Britain.
Our man in London, Leo Hornack, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Marco.